Base the Hanukkah, Kof Vav Kislev, Thursday the 22nd of December, Rabbi Eli Schumann, Jam Donuts.
Yeah, I was thinking that if we'd be living now in the time of the Yevonim, or Chas v'Shalom, the Gezeris of Yevonim would be on us, upon us now, one of the things that they'll be mevatel is Torahway.
Yeah. I thought donuts.
That's coming. First of all, a great shkach to the organizers and to Yanki for inviting me here. And also give a great shkach to those who come day in, day out, because they're better than the ones that keep the kiyum of Torahway and keep this beautiful program going. Now, I wasn't going to connect the drasha to the parasha, but I punctured something a few weeks ago at a kashrus, to the convention in New York, and it connects the parasha so nicely with the subject. So I thought to share it. In this last week's parasha, this week's parasha, we have three interesting characters. Of the Sarah Mashkim, Sarah Oifim, Sarah Tabachim. And that's if you analyze them, I've never thought about this before. Usually you have workers in your kitchen, you have people cleaning your house, etc. They're not part of the cabinet of the country in the White House or wherever it is. The people working in the kitchen, the servants aren't part of, don't get a name of a minister. And interesting enough, In Mitzrayim, they got the name Sar Hamashkin, the minister. Minister of the Mashkin, minister of the... So what's pshat? So Rav Moshe Wolfson, he's the Mashgiach Ruchni, not Mashgiach Kashrut, Mashgiach Ruchni in Yeshiva Torah V'Das, in Flatbush, he said a beautiful word. He said that the Aver of Adam Rishon involved food. He ate food. And he says, because it was an avera through food, therefore the repercussions were so great. He says, food, macholos asuris, becomes part of a person. The person eats food and becomes part of him. He's chiyus for the next, however long the food lasts, come through the food and causes a great hashba on the person. And since it becomes an essence of a person, therefore it can cause if it's macholos asuris, it will cause a person inflammation for tithes, and it will destroy the desire for Torah and the tefillah. It destroys the kedusha of a person. That's what comes to food. He said, Paroi was if we call Mitzrayim the Mitzrayim we knew was on the lowest madrega of kedusha, right at the bottom of the tumah, really at the bottom, and the captain of the ship was Paroi, and his whole mahalach of Mitzrayim was tumah. So he says it fits in very nicely that his ministers, people had in his cabinet, were people involved with food, because they could advise him to use the koyach of food to bring more tumah into the world, and use this koyach. He went on to say that the people involved in kashrus are they fakirat, they the captains of the other ship of kedusha, and therefore that's the achrayus of the people involved in that work. But one thing we can take from that is that being nizar in machalos asuros is how important that issue is. To connect that slightly to Hanukkah, the Yevonim weren't trying to destroy the body of Klal Yisrael, the guf. They were trying to destroy the ruchnius, and you know, just as the food is what keeps the neshama in the body, so too the mizbeach is called Shulchan Hashoilam. So too the korbanos keep the shechina in this world, and they're trying to destroy that shechina. And we may let by being nizer in this, we're better fighting the Yevonim about keeping the kedusha in Klal Yisrael. Now to move on to the subject of today's topic. I wanted to talk about jams and other things, but it's Hanukkah, so I had to put the jam inside a donut. But the sugya of Mavatlim is Lechatchila, and we've got a few we had to bring it more practical into a few shilas. So let's talk not commercially, let's talk in-house. Someone preparing these foods in-house. Commercially, the shaylas get a little bit of a different angle, and maybe we can touch on it as we go along. If the person wants to make strawberry jam, everyone knows that there's a problem with strawberries. Strawberries are muhsak v'talayim, and they have to be checked. Is there any heter not to check your strawberries before you make a jam out of them? What about what's called smoothies? It's basically a blended fruit, which you can see sometimes at a kiddush. They have them in a cup at the back, or you can go buy a shake or something. Do those have to be checked for talayim before you take fruit and blend them? Leek soup. Some examples are from the kitchen. Leek soup also have a chazaka talayim. They need to be checked before. Is there a way, if they're going to be blended, maybe in some way they're going to be bottled? Is there any way out of checking these fruit or vegetable before making these dishes? So, I'm not going to go into all the details of the isur of talayim, but we know the isurim involved. That depending if it's in the yam, or it's on the yabosho, or it's a flying insect, if it's four, five, or six lavim. But we know that the isur of talayim is great. So what should be the tzad that we should think that we don't have to check? Well, let's take the tzad akula. Why shouldn't we have to check strawberries before making a jam? So, I'd like to give a small hakdama to the Indian, work a little bit through the beginning of Tarovas. Ashkenazim hold that any mixture, if you got a mixture of something of heter, if some isra falls into the mixture, you need shishim levatel. You need 60 against the isra. So if you got a chalent, chalent is a very good example to use in Tarovis, you'll see soon, because you can't see the object, therefore you can't retrieve it. So you got a chalent, and some piece of chalev falls in. Chalev looks very, very similar to shuman. And if it falls in, you need shishim levatel. Another case, let's say, even some milk. If the milk falls into chalent, you won't see it either. So the halacha is you need shishim levatel, unless in the case of it, if it's two solids, then it's min b'mino, so then it's enough roiv. But let's stick the mixtures in with liquids, so you need shishim levatel. So it's not every case. So a piece of chalev falls into your chalent, that's fine. But let's say that there are some exceptions to this rule, that if things fall into a mixture, shishim is not sufficient to be mevatel. So the Shulchan Aruch has a few of them. There's chatich l'riz kabet, something, a big piece that you can serve, you can honor a guest with it. There's davar sheyesh hamatirim, something that's going to be muta after a while. There's different ones. The first one the Shulchan Aruch brings in Siman Kuf is the halacha of a beria, something that's a beria. What constitutes a beria? So the Shulchan Aruch brings four conditions to what gets a din of a beria, and this beria won't be bottled b'shishim. So the first one he brings is something that has to have chiyus, which might be translated as vibrant, some type of life to it. La'afukei, the Shulchan Aruch excludes a chita achas. Right, let's say you got some chita which somehow becomes asur. A chita is not something that's considered got chiyus, so it won't be something of the beria. Condition number two, it has to be asur mitchilas priyasai, which means from the beginning of its creation, it needs to have the shame isra on it. To exclude something like shara niskal, which is the beginning of its priya, it's a shara, it's kosher, it needs shchita, but that's still considered a behemoth oira. But now that it became a shara niskal, so imela, it's going to be osur, but it won't get the din of a beria because it wasn't osur mitchilas priyasa. Another one is the condition number three is that if this iser would be cut in half, it needs to lose its name. What does that mean? So if you take an ant and you cut an ant in half, now you have half an ant. If you take a piece of chelev and you cut it in half, so you have a smaller piece of chelev, it's still chelev, but it doesn't change its name. If you cut an animal, some creature in half, now you don't have the creature anymore, you have half the creature. It's not the creature anymore. It has to have a name change. And the last condition, which is very nagel to what we're discussing today, is that it has to actually be shalom, it has to be full, it has to be in its b'shlemus. So that's the chumrah of what we're discussing today, is the fact that a bug has, or an insect has, this chumrah of a barrier. It's got chiyus. It's also mitchilus b'yosei from the beginning of its creation. There are some exclusions to the fact that it's also mitchilus b'yosei. If it actually grew in the fruit, there are some grew in the fruit or grew in the cheese, then it's not, doesn't get a din. The Pesach Tshuva brings down, it doesn't get a din beria. There are cholkin, because it grew, mitchilus b'yosei is actually kosher. And if you cut it in half, the ant would still be, or the bug would still be, would be called half an ant, and it has to be for shlemus. So there's a kula by insects as well, and that's discussed in Kuf Dalet. Actually, Kuf Gimel as well. Kuf Gimel Kuf Dalet discusses something that falls into a mixture, and it's mos. It's pogum. It's the taste is vile. So since it's something that normally, if you have a mixture, let's say. Just think of an example. If chocolate falls into your, and the chicken soup is not such a good example because we're able to maybe retrieve it. Something, a mixture that won't be something that you like. And so then it's sufficient enough that there's roif to be mevatel because it's problem. If it's something that's osur be'etzem, like a barrier, then it has to be completely pogum. It's not just enough that the mixture itself makes a pogum; the actual barrier itself needs to be pogum. And that we pasken by bugs that yes, they are considered pogum. So that would be a kula by bug, but we still got the problem of a barrier. So the Aruch HaShulchan takes this halach of pogum, and he takes it actually to the last degree, and he says that even an insect in its b'shlemusai is considered pogum and would be batel. That's a big kula of the Aruch HaShulchan. Most other achronim argue, and they hold that if the bug is still intact, then it's going to be considered osur. So just to summarize this, what we have till now. So if you've got a full insect or bug that falls into your food, the food is osur unless you can get it out. We're not worried about the time inside, because first of all, you usually have shishim against it. But even if you got lots, even if you got more less than shishim, we've got a din of pogum. And even if you can't get it out, then you can start clearing whether we're going to use the Aruch HaShulchan or not. If half a bug fell into your food, so about you have to try to get it out. But if you can't get it out, the food's going to be mutter because it's pogum. The one more case just to finish this hakdama. Let's say you put an unchecked fruit into your food, something you should have checked, and you put it into your food. Let's say by mistake. So there, the Shulchan Aruch says in Pei Dalet Tes that it's going to be muta. And the Shach explains in the Klalei Sveik Sveika, in Simen Kuf Yud Ois Tesvav, he explains that we taka. The reason is because we're dealing with the Sveik Sveik over here. First of all, is there any? Maybe there weren't any toloim inside this fruit. And second of all, maybe they're nimoyach in the process of cooking. They got destroyed. So now comes the question: can I actually take? So if half an insect is mutter, am I allowed to actually take half an insect and put it into my food? Um, I've had it eat. Let me just clarify. I've had it eating a half an ant is also. But we're talking if it's in a mixture, then half an ant's going to be half an insect going to be mutter. So can I do this? So the there's a famous klal in Shulchan Aruch, and it actually comes from a Gemara in Beitza that ein mevatlim isa lechatchila. You can't cause bittul. This is brought from a case over here where if Eitzim on Yonta fell from a dekel and they went into the oven, are you allowed to kindle the oven if because there's now muktzadika Eitzim inside the oven? So the Gemara says if it's roiv heta then you're allowed to. So the Gemara says that definitely what you can't do is. What you can't do is add heter in order to make it mutter. And what's the makor for that? So Rashi says because ein mevatim is lechtchila, and the makor is actually from a Mishnah in Truma. Mishnah in Truma is talking about if you got 99 chulin in order to mevatel Truma, you need 100 keneged, not shishim. If you got 99 chulin and one Truma falls into it, if now one more chulin comes, it's mevatel the Truma. But it's also for you to add. If you yourself went and added one portion of chulin to make it 100, can I get that chedicha? Then it becomes the mixture becomes would still be also because you're not allowed to add it yourself. So that's the din. So what's actually the halacha? The halacha of someone who's mevata is lechatchila. So let's see. So if a person went and did this b'shoigeg. Show you a person by mistake didn't know that this thing is osur and he went and he added it to his mixture, so it's going to be mutter. If a person went and did it b'mezid, he went and he took isur and he put it into his mixture, so then if he's doing it for himself, he's cooking for his own purposes, so then it's going to be osur for him and for his whole mishpacha. If he went and he cooked for somebody else, so the Taz says it's going to be osur only if the other person knew about it. According to the Shach, it's going to be asur, even if the other person didn't know about it. What happens if a person cooked stam for everyone, whoever's interested in buying it, working in a shop, and he's cooking stam? So then, there's the rivosh. The Rebbe Akiva Eiger brings the rivosh, and he says about it's going to be asur. The Igros Moshe Feinstein brings a heter that. He's marking up the rivash, but he says, in the case that where in an instance where the roiv, the majority of the people buying it are goyim, so then there'd be a heter for this. If someone was mevatel lechatchila, there'd be a heter to buy such an item. That's where the commercial shaila comes in. If a factory makes something where there'd be mevatel isa, there's isa in it. So, if the roiv of the people buying this are goyim, so then it would be mutter. And jam would be a very good example for that. If there's a company making jam and they're not checking the strawberries, which is usually the case, are you allowed to buy that jam? So, in Echonami, so here the shaila comes in of the Ibris Moshe. If it's a big company making it for the goyim, so then about it there wouldn't be any shaila because it's been battled for the roiv goyim. But even if it's specifically for yidden, so then the shaila becomes stronger, and we're going to see if there's a term for that as well. So what are the heterim of being mevatel lechatchila? So the Shach, the Taz, says the following. This is in Siman Nirdeh, Sadi, Tes, Sif Hei. So Shulchan Aruch says, Eim Mevatim Yisr L'chatchila, says the Taz, Im Ein Kavanosoi, Rak L'dover Acher, Kogorin L'takin Hadvash, it's Mutter. We have a case in... This is in Bulletin Pei Dalet. if you ever seen when they bring honey into the factory or just before they purify it, there's lots of bees inside. I've seen this. There's actually hundreds of bees inside the honey, and they lose their some limbs inside. And it's honey, when it comes in from the hives, are full of honey. So what do they do? So they have bees. Thank you. So what do? They have, you can't just pull them out. It's almost impossible to go and pull out bees from honey. So what they do is they heat it up, and they send it through filters. They heat it up to at least, in the case I went to, definitely more than Yad's lettuce, they're going up to 60 degrees. So what's the heter? Now you're cooking up bees inside your honey. And the heter is, and this is brought in Pedal, the heter is that since kavanasa is the davar achar, you don't have your kavana here is not to be mevatel the isra of you're not trying to cook up bee stew. Yeah, what you're trying to do is filter out the honey. Since your kavana is for something else, therefore you're allowed to be mevatel the isra. But there's a limit to this limitation to this heter, and one of them is that the taz continues. The taz says, if you can't do it through other means. Now, when you're talking honey and bees, I mean, if you really want to sit and take out bees, I guess in some way you might be shy to separate it, but the tircha involved is definitely huge. And the question is, what is considered, what do we consider iyashar b'inyan acher? So the Prima Gorim, right here on the Taz, says that, one second, he says here that since there's a tircha, the minute you get a tircha, that gets to the din of Iyesha. And it's mistaber, if we compare it to the case of the honey, the taka over there, I guess, not e esher, but it's just the tircha involved is so great, so therefore that's considered e esher in an acher. The Pischei Tshuva actually brings this Prima Gorim down, and he actually brings a story from the Beis Yehuda, because it says Besefer Beis Yehuda, and there Taka he was matir. Beis Yehuda was matir for people to cook up, it says something called melons, and they used to cook them up in water, and then they used to squeeze them and dry, and to remove all the juice from them, and they used to make some type of dip for bread and for meat, and he says that he was mad to them not to check them, although he says here that there's the talaim or shechiach, there's talaim inside the nekavim, inside this fruit. Still, he said no, they could, they, because of the tircha, it was matter them. Now, so seemingly we could stop here and say, okay, let's go back to our questions. Anyone knows checking strawberries and leeks, etc., are grosser tirchas. So maybe we could stop here and say, okay, you know, it's a tircha. But the problem is that there's a few limitations. First of all, the Pischei Tshuva finishes off. He says, "Ach ein divrei prima godim muchrachim." He's not so happy with the prima godim's rise over here, which brings from kashering a kli. And there's also there's a Nodi B'Yehuda. The Nodi B'Yehuda is actually brought down in Pei Dalet, and he says that this heter of being mevatel isur is dafka b'davar shekvar nis'arav heteroi im ein kavanos elevatel, which means something like honey, and there's bees in honey, so it's ready. The isur is ready there. It's ready. You know, there's a tarovus of the isur inside the heter already. And what you're doing, you're cooking them up, but in the case of in other cases, I'm trying to work out which case it is. Now, I'm not sure which case he was talking about, but in other cases, if if the isser is not actually part and parcel of the heter, then there's no way out. Not the Piska Tshuva in the Nachlas Tzvi actually argues on him, and he says that he doesn't agree with this Nodi Behuda. Then so he already got a limit on to our heter of enemies coming. There's another limitation to this heter, and that's of the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and he wants to say that in Hani, if we think of what we're trying to do, we're trying to take the Isser out of the heter. We got Isser, we got bugs inside, we got Hani, although the person in whichever country is taking out these the bees out of Hani's kavan is not to remove the Isser, that's not his kavan, he doesn't want bees, but at the end of the day we're trying to take this Isser out, that's what we're trying to do. He says in another case where it's lav dafka that what he's trying to do is take the Isser out, so you're trying to blend them in, you're just trying to, so in such a case he says you'd have to add another aspect of Isser, of Safek together with the Enem Iskavin in order to get a heter. There's one more heter. This Isra of Enem Vakim Isra Chatchila, which we mentioned this before, is a machlokes whether it's Isra Midoraisa or Isra Drabanan. And Roiv Poiskim, and this brought out the Chacham Sofim or Chashuchim, say that Roiv Poiskim hold that it's actually Midrabanan. What to be the Nafkamina if it's Midoraisa Drabanan? So there's a few. The place can bring a few nafkaminas. Another one of the Aruch HaShulchan, another heter of the Aruch HaShulchan here would be that in the case of Sofek Isser, he would say you're allowed to be mevatel. You'd like to be a mevatel Isser. So therefore, in the case of let's say leeks, which might be slightly less than strawberries, so then you might say, it's something to clear whether it's considered a Sofek Isra or not considered a Sofek Isra, but there might be a tzad of a heter of the Aruch HaShulchan, and there are other nafkaminas as well. Let's just summarize in a lot of the information here to summarize where we're holding. So we said about it, but the chumrah of bugs in our honey, person making in our strawberry jam, making it at home. So what are they heterim? So the first heter we might say is we mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan right at the beginning. Aruch HaShulchan holds that a bug itself, since a bug is mos, it itself, even when it's a bria, is going to be mutter when it's in taravis. The second heter is the Aruch HaShulchan we just mentioned now, that since in Issa Drabanan, to those who hold the Ein Vakin Issa Lechatchila is only Midrabanan, so therefore you'd be in a Sofek Issa, you might be allowed to be Mevatel Lechatchila. Our main heter, which we brought down, was that of the Taz, the fact that Ein Kavanosa Levatel. My Kavana here is not to be Mevatel Issa, my Kavana is rather to strain the honey or to cook my strawberry jam. I'm not trying to put bugs into my strawberry into my jam. So, but that was limited by the fact that it had to be yeshav inyan acher. But we said there's a heter through the through tircha. So tircha we definitely have over here. So that might be a tzad. That might be a tzad of heter, but. We had two limitations on this heter of tircha. The two limitations was the limitation of the Nodi Behuda. This is that has to be something dafka that there was a tarovis before, and the limitation of the Rebbe Akiva Eiger that says there has to be an aspect here of Sofek Isra as well. If it's not kavana lehepach, which means to actually remove the Isra from here, if that's not what he's trying to do. So, I don't want to pass any halacha l'maaseh, but there's a few things we can say, and this is at home, not commercially, that if this happens b'di'eved, if b'di'eved someone made a strawberry jam, or made a smoothie, or a blending, you go to a kiddush and someone's made it, or someone made leaks with them. Oh yeah, I forgot to check my leaks. So there, avada is going to be mutter. Since there's no aspect of mevatronis lechatchila, we're talking about this berry is definitely it's definitely not a berry anymore. It's been cooked up, it's been cut up, and it's mosa, definitely would be mutter. To go make these things lechatchila without checking them, they suggest you ask your rav. I've asked rabbanim. I've done my research. You will find some rabbanim that will be matir. That because of the tircha, therefore you would be able to membata is lechatchila. But you will find rabbanim that will be be'aser, and that will be totally on these starting that we discussed. Are we going to be choshev to the Nevi Yehuda? Are we going to be choshev to Rabbi Kiva Yehuda? And that's the sugya.
Good.